The Chazon Ish used to have a minyan in his house. And the Chazon Ish's minig was that on Erev Shabbos, he davened Mincha Gedoyla. Like in many Litvish yeshivas today, that's right away when it becomes the Zman Mincha. That was the minig of Talmidei Agra, to daven Mincha early. You should have plenty of time to be Makabel Shabbos, and not daven Mincha late before the Zman. And one time it was on a Friday, and they only had 9 people. So they sent out somebody, Sazuchen Atzenta, to look for a 10th person to be mashed in the minyan in the house of the Chazon Ish. And somebody went on the street, and he found the Chasid Shiyid. And he told this Chasid Shiyid that we're looking for a Tzenta, for a 10th person, to be mashed in the minyan for the Chazon Ish. So even though this Chasid Shiyid person, his minig was like by Chasidim, they daven dafka mincha ketana, mincha erev Shabbos, close before this man, right before this man, right before Kabbalah Shabbos. But he understood, he had enough seichel to understand, to be at center in the minyan of the Chazon Ish is such a schus. So he immediately said, yes, definitely, I'm going to come be the 10th person and be mashed in the minyan for the Chazon Ish. He came into the Chazon Ish's house, and then the Chazon Ish said, you know, I don't really think it's a good idea. You should be at center. Like, why? What's the problem? So the Chazon Ish said, because by Chasidim, one of the most heilig tefillahs of the whole week is that they say hoidi, they say hoidu, right before mincha erev Shabbos. They come with their big day Shabbos, with their bekesh and their strimel, and they say the hoidu right before mincha erev Shabbos and their big day Shabbos, close to Shabbos. And he said, if he's going to daven here by us now, and he's not going to say hoidu with the minyan, he said his entire Shabbos, he's going to feel a little chalishas hadas, a little aggravation that he wasn't zoicha to say the hoidu right before Shabbos, before his mincha on Erev Shabbos. So the Chazon Ish said, it's better than my minyan should be batal, and I don't want to cause another yid a little aggravation. This is such a powerful story, because the point that we have to learn out from this story is that there are many times that we're in a situation that we need a favor from somebody else. So we need a favor. And here this person is willingly, gladly to come do the favor. But a person has to realize that even though I need a favor, that doesn't mean that I shouldn't be sensitive to the feelings of the giver of the favor that I need. Just because I need it doesn't mean that this giver doesn't have feelings that I have to think about. I'll just give you one random example. I remember many years ago, my wife needed a ride to a chasana from Lakewood to New York. And she called the lady that she heard was going to the chasana. I wasn't going. And the lady said, I'll tell you something. Really, I would gladly give you the ride. She said, you know, my husband works so many hard hours, and I also have a job, and we don't really get to spend too much time with each other to schmooze privately, not in front of the kids. And we decided, you know, a car trip is a time when we have a time to schmooze together. And I said, definitely, 100%, no problem. But this is something that, since then, you hear such a story, a person should think about that. That if I want to go somewhere, and there's a couple, let's say, for example, going in the car together, a person should think, listen, you know what? Let me try not to put the couple on the spot. Maybe they want privacy. Maybe. Now, I'm not saying I need the favor, so I have a right to ask them. Maybe send, I'm just giving out random ideas how to do it. Maybe send a messenger or shliach. Someone wants a ride. Is it possible? They don't want to put you on the spot. Maybe, you know, if you're going, do you mind taking somebody? This way they could save face and they won't be embarrassed to say no. Or maybe you can even offer to them, you know, I understand if you want privacy and you can't do it, maybe they won't be embarrassed then if you bring it up. The point we have to, every situation is different. But the point we have to learn is that just because we need a favor doesn't mean that the person giving us a favor has no feelings anymore. Let's say you're staying somewhere for a Shabbos, and you're staying somewhere for 2 days, and your person should think about, maybe my host needs a little privacy. Maybe I should make it go out of my way at night to like disappear for an hour or two a night to give the husband, the wife, some privacy together, even though I need their hospitality. But that doesn't mean that just because I need a favor, I shouldn't think about their feelings. When we learn this story, we should learn this message from the story of the Chazon Ish, that even when he needed a 10th person for a minyan, and trust me, we don't even understand the chashivas of a minyan, how the Chazon Ish understood it, but yet he understood that it should not come at the expense of causing another yid chalishas hadas.